Blog Talk Radio.
Coach Lorenza
They said Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. I had to kind of keep up with him. I'd be moving around so much sometimes, just blessed to be here. This vision, as I say, came to me, and God blessed me when I was living in South Florida. He said, "It's something I have for you. I want you to go back to Alabama. I want you to take." But he wanted me to start. I started off there, down there in Fort Lauderdale, Sunrise, and we started with the radio station. I worked through that several times, and I said, I'm going to do it Blog Talk Radio, which is done remote, and it's coming out of New York. We're heard in 16 countries, and we're so proud to have that listed. We're an international Blog Talk Radio show. And they said, since you have 16 countries of listeners, we call you an international radio personality. So I thank the opportunity to come before you. I'm very excited about having this chance on what we call Wonderful Wednesday. Now, we got an awesome show planned for you tonight. Now, if you want to be a part of the show, you can call in through the call-in number 347-857-4192. Press 1. Then I will identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, and I'll ask you to join us and offer your comments. And if you want to let us know your name, your location, we'd like to have the location leaked. And then you say your name, the location, and then you want to come up with your comments, your expertise. Talk about these topics we're going to be talking about in regards to sports. Blog Talk Radio is a great tool to get your word out, and this is how we're going to do it. Like I said, it's out of New York, and it's based there, but it's heard all over the world. And what we want to make sure you understand that when we come to you, we have these topics, and we want to share some things with you. Now, my co-hosts, as they join me, they hadn't joined me, will be with me in a little bit. My first co-host, that eventually when they do join me, that's Coach Tremaine King Edwards. He called me King because when he started with us, his prediction was on key, so it made him the King. He's out of Huntsville, Alabama. Then you have Coach Tony Touchdown Star Wars. He's a resident high school expert. He to retire from the Alabama High School Athletic Association. He works with also Coach Lauren D. Smith. She's not with us tonight, I can tell you, because I just talked with her. She's on our way to an event that they're celebrating the Founders Day. Lauren is a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, and they're celebrating their founders today. Founders Day today. That's 112 years, and she over there to enjoy her activity as well. So we want to definitely make sure we give her a shout out. We hope she turned her phone on so she can check it out. Now, as I said, we have several other co-hosts as well. We have Cameron Gilmer. He's another what we call a millennial. He has that millennial taste to it, and that's what we have to have. And then, last but not least, we have none other than our radio personality, Darrell E. Train Elliott. And also, I want to give a shout out to each one of those. I mentioned Lauren, a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Coach Tony Stalwart is a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Darrell E. Train Elliott is a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. I am a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And also, there are some other individuals prospective that want to be part of the team that's joining us from time to time that also want to be a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. I'm saying that I'm speaking that to existence because, you know, we're all about growing. We're all about moving forward. But that's what we're doing here. We're sharing the thoughts. So those co-hosts will join me when they hit the line. I'll make them live, and they can share their thoughts about the topics we're going to talk about tonight. To tweet the show, you can go to at Talking Sports Plus with the number one, at Lorenzo D. Smith, at Elliot Darrell with the number one, at Tremaine Edwards with the number seven, at Coach with a K underscore, L underscore Smith. That's Coach Lauren D. Smith panel right there. So our show title tonight is The Thrill of Victory and the Anguish of Defeat. Some people say the agony. We don't want to put that on there. It's just anguish. You know, it's not really happy that you didn't win, but you played a good game. We saw a championship game on Monday night. We saw the team jump out, another team run by them, and there were some thrills from the beginning. And then in the end of the game, that was defeat. And we'll go and give a shout-out to LSU, Louisiana State University, for winning the 2019. And if you're going to say since they played it in the early part of 20, national championship. So a shout-out for Coach O and the team for taking care of business this year, 2019-2020. That's Louisiana State University. So we say hoorah, hoorah. They have the thrill of the victory. Before we move forward with our topic tonight, I want to make sure I share some very important things with you. As I was saying about individuals who celebrate their Founders Day, I want to give a shout out to other organizations. We'll give a shout out on J5 with the men of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. We give them a shout out from J5. That was their Founders Day. We want to give a shout out to the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, J9, which was last Thursday. On Monday, you had the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, and a member of our team is a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. That's Dr. Olivia E. Smith. She's on our Monday night and Tuesday night show. Then on tonight, she has, I mentioned, with Lauren, then a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. And I can tell you right now, on tomorrow, that organization, the finest womanhood, Ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, will be celebrating their centennial, 100 years. And there's some awesome things going on in Washington, D.C. as we speak right now. They're having a ball up there. We want to say, ladies, bring in this 100 and look for another 100 or 200. Have an awesome time in D.C. We will see you. The Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma will see you in Washington, D.C. in June. That is the last weekend in June. Last week in June, we will be up there for your boule. So you'll be celebrating the boule up in Washington, D.C., June 24th through the 28th. So we will be there to support you. So you have an awesome time tomorrow. And everywhere all over the country, the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority will be having things. Matter of fact, locally in the River region, they'll be coming together for several activities, but at the 8:30 hour, they have a celebration at the U Bar out on Atlanta Highway. You can go out there and with the whole group of blue and white family and celebrate the 100-year centennial of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Now, we keep in mind, we are Phi Beta Sigma and Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated is the only constitutional bond. But we're not just constitutional bond. We are family. We are one, and we work together as one. We want to keep that in mind, so we want to move forward. Now, a couple other things before I get started with my topic. Slowly, as I let my team join, I want to talk about the Zetas having a celebration not only tomorrow, but in March. The ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Alpha Rho Zeta Chapter, 100th Founder Womanhood Centennial Gala, Saturday, March 21st, 2020, Embassy Suite in Montgomery, Alabama, 300 Tallapoosa Street. The doors open up at 6:45. All white attire, mean formal wear, all white formal wear. And if you want to purchase your tickets for $50, you can go to Founder Womanhood Book, the OK, 1920 at gmail.com. Purchase your ticket at Finer Womanhood Book 1920 at gmail.com. So hit them up, give a shout out, let them know that you heard it on Talking Sports Plus, but on the Smith Way Enterprise, the Smith Way Production. This is part of our enterprise, a production company. We have several other things going on. So give them a shout out, and you'll have an awesome gala down at the Embassy Suite with the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Also, I want to take an opportunity now, and we celebrate January 15th, not as being known as the founding day of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, but the day that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was born in Atlanta, Georgia. And we want to celebrate and say happy birthday to Dr. Martin Luther King. And I want to take this moment and kind of play something, and something Dr. King had an opportunity to share with us and share with this country back in 1963. And I want us to be very excited by knowing that the speech, I Have a Dream,
even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. That one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream.
Awesome, awesome. I have a dream. That's a great speech. That's something we should live by. He had a dream, and we should have a dream as well. Today we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. He will be 91 years old. You know, God is good. He's awesome. He brought Dr. King into our lives to make our life better. So I want you to take time to just say, Dr. Martin Luther King, thank you, because you're a blessing from our heavens above. Also, we want to make sure I give a shout out to one of truly my mentors. He was my supervisor. He transitioned yesterday, and that's Coach Jeffro W. Wilson. He's a longtime educator in Montgomery, Alabama. He was a PE coach, PE teacher, PE coach, or coach you would call. He coached football, basketball, and track at the junior high level and the high school level. He also was my principal, a supervisor, where I was a teacher and coach at a junior high school in Montgomery, Alabama. I also had an opportunity to be the first black coach at this junior high school football coach, first black football coach. Also, I was the head football coach, head basketball coach, and the head track coach. And he took me under his wing and shared a lot with me. And my siblings can talk about him because they had an opportunity to know him from junior high school. I didn't get a chance because I moved on from the ninth grade to the 10th grade when he came to that junior high school called Bellingraph Junior High School. He transitioned yesterday, but he always told me one thing when he used to come down to the complex where I was working as a physical education teacher and coach. And he said, have a purpose, serve your purpose, and your purpose will drive you wherever you need to be. And I always live by that. From the time I left that middle school or junior high school at the time to become assistant principal at a magnet high school in Montgomery, Alabama, from there to a junior high assistant principal in a traditional school, and then to become a principal of a rural high school, and on to be a central office staff person, coordinator of several programs of Lowndes County Public School System. I always kept that in my mind. Have a purpose, serve your purpose, and always be purpose-driven. We will sorely miss Coach Jeffro W. Wilson, but we know his dream lives on. He's also a member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. I want to give him a shout out. I know his children. I know his grandchildren. God is good. He will put his arm around each and every one of you all at this time. Now, let's move with the show call. We got to make it do what it do. We got about 42 minutes, and we're going to touch base. As soon as my team come, I can kind of get a little help on that because my boys get to going sometime. I was on early at 7 o'clock, so I'm coming back with you now. We always focus on historical black colleges and universities. That's always our first topic we focus on. One of the things we wanted to talk about, I'm going to wait till my team come in, and I'm going to ask them this question. And it basically says, should historical black colleges and universities continue to play a rigorous pre-conference schedule in football as well as basketball, and what we call money games? should they continue to play these Division I schools, travel, for example, in basketball, Alabama State University, Alabama A&M, and other teams in the SWAC, Southwest Athletic Conference, play these Division I, these Power 5 basketball teams. And their record could be as now, for example, for Alabama State University, 2-16. That's not a nice record. Alabama A&M is 5-13. And other schools encounter the same thing. They're playing the game for the money. We want to talk about that and see exactly should they move toward or continue to do that. Come up some way to match up the MEAC, which is a Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, with the Southwest Athletic Conference or the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference or the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association and play games and build that rapport with them, play those teams, set up the classes, bring back more classes. We need to do something because that record is not, is distasteful to me when I see this team is 2-16. That means you only have about 15 more games to go. There's a good chance you're going to have a losing season, but you made the money. Is that the best thing? But we're going to talk about it as soon as the team join me. But I want to kind of give some standings dealing with the Southwest Athletic Conference. We're looking at the standings right now. Grambling is 3-1 in the conference. Texas Southern, this is the Southwest Athletic Conference, is 2-1. Prairie View is 2-1. The University of Arkansas Pine Bluff is 2-1. Alabama A&M is 2-2, and Alabama State University in the conference is 1-3 because everybody played four games. We also want to look forward to the spotlight game for the SWAC this weekend. It will be the Magic City Classic on the hardwood up in Birmingham, Alabama, at the Legacy Arena. That's Alabama State University versus Alabama A&M. The game started with the women game starting at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time and the boys game following at 5 o'clock Central Standard Time. So go out and support your university, your family member university, but if you're here in the state of Alabama, support that university that you choose to support. It's between the two universities if you want to go to the Magic City Classic on the hardwood. We also have another spotlight game, and that's Grambling will be taking on Prairie View. And Grambling's leading the conference, so they're going to be taking on Prairie View, which is 2-1, and Grambling's 3-1. So that'll kind of ease that up because they have at least 18 games they have to play. So right now they have 14 games they have to play in the SWAC. So you still want to get ahead of the ball game. And you always want to win your games at home. I always tell everybody, when you're playing, you always want to win all your games at home, and then you can go on the road and split that. You have a chance to have a very successful conference season. Also, we want to look at the MEAC, which is a Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. Their standings, you got Norfolk State stands at 3-0 in the conference. North Carolina A&T stands at 3-0. Bethune-Cookman University is 3-1. South Carolina State is 2-1. Morgan State is 2-2. The spotlight game for the MEAC, Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, is Florida A&M University versus South Carolina State, 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the boys follow after that. In the South, the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, you have the standings in the Eastern Division, they're broken down in division. You have Clark out of Atlanta, 6-1. Albany State out of Georgia, 6-2. Benedict College is 4-4. I pull off three teams at the top of the Eastern Division. In the Western Division, you have Tuskegee University, 6-1. Miles College, who won the football championship back-to-back. In basketball, they won basketball as well last year. They're 5-2. And Lamont Owen is 5-3. In the CIAA, that's up on that coast, that what we call that coast up there, the Atlantic coast, you have the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association. The standing is north of the Northern Division. You have Virginia State 6-0, Virginia Union 3-1, Elizabeth City State 3-3. In the Southern, you have Claflin 5-2, Winston-Salem, 4-2, Fayetteville State, 5-3, Livingston University, 4-3. So those are the games, and those are the standing, as well as the game in the other conference that's going on, the SWAC and the MEAC, and they spotlight game. We want to also touch on our coach's corner that we always have. And one of the things referred to early signing period dealing with the college football, NCAA college football early signing period. All of those schools that's in the NCAA have an early signing period. They can sign all their players by starting on December the 18th through the 21st. And they did this year. We want to look at the teams that were successful and pretty much get the understanding. Some people don't understand the pros and the cons of being able to sign early. One of the things you notice that more players, and this is a con, is signing early so they don't have to deal with some of that headache through the months of January, getting ready for the February signing date. They still have a February signing date, but about 70% of the players, based on research-based information, have signed already, ready to go into the college setting in January, which is now starting the semester off, getting adapted to what's going on, and getting ready to play. So that's a positive thing. So it's up about 65% from 2018, this class signing this year, on December 18th, it's up. So that's a positive thing. That gives a player an opportunity to graduate from high school in December and start their college playing career. You're finding out if you're watching sports now, a lot of players going in January. When they go in January, they get a chance to play the game and practice the game, get a chance to adjust their diet, adjust their strength program, and they learn the plays. They acclimate their bodies to college life, and that gives them a chance to be in class this spring through the summer, come the fall, that allow them to graduate in 3 years. That's the benefit of this early signing. That's the benefit of having an opportunity to sign and get started in college January of your senior year. There are some players that want to stay around and play basketball because you can't come if you play basketball, and you have to wait to after school is over in May, graduation, and then you can go on to college. You might be a little bit behind. Now, some of the cons that you sort of like put some players in a bind, a con, is that it put the players in a bind. You know, the early signing period become mainstream, and a lot of players don't have a chance to change their mind. Coaches are riding them hard, and I might not want to go to that university. But once you make that commitment, you can change your commitment anytime you want to, because as long as you have signed on the dotted line. You can even go on that day, and even until you sign on the dotted line or enroll in school, you're clear to do it as long as you want to do it dealing with recruiting. That's one of the things parents have to keep in mind. You know, if you're not comfortable, don't sign it, because they do have the signing date in February, because it might not be the university you want to say your son to go to or your daughter to go to. I tell you, everybody said, well, but he's getting a scholarship. But we have to look at some of the things they encounter, because with the transfer portal, where the students are able to go and transfer out, you got your student bouncing around, moving around. But they got to find a place to play. But sometimes you take a little bit more time to look at the situation. Don't go there because whether it can be the football factor and get you to the NFL, which I don't have a problem with that. Look at the academic side. We have to stress academics because they have to perform at a high level. And when you have a child that's going to college, he has to play football, basketball, baseball. They have to maintain that 2.5 grade point average in the core area, in their major area. It can't include basketball to be a part of it. You can't do that. So the early signing day period have some cons to it, and that's one of them. It's sort of like put those young men in a tight, you know, stress them out, whether they make the right decision, stress the family out, whether you're making the right decision. So that's something we want to keep an eye out for. So if you got any questions, you can contact. I'll share some things about that and let you know exactly what's going on. Because, you know, that's one of the areas, being a sports agent, I also look at things like that when players get a chance to sign, because we look at those players and see how they can work and how we can work with them to move to the next level from you know, in college. So that's what we want you to do. We want you to take your time, look over the situation. Don't let your son be stressed out that they can't, or your daughter, you know, can, won't be able to function. Let's make sure it's a comfortable setting for them. That's what it's all about. I don't care wherever you decide to go. I'm going to support you anywhere you go. I'm not going to say what college, but I don't want them to be so stressed out. They sign this early signing thing, or sign this binding letter of intent and get there and not happen. All of them are not perfect situations. But you have to make sure as a parent, stick with them, go through the process, make sure it's done correctly. Because coaches are going to be pressing them because their job depends on it. These Power Five coaches' job depends. If you're not winning, we've seen several coaches fired. You had a coach down at Florida State, Willie Taggart, was down there, what, 1 year? 1 year. On the next year, he get $20 million, but he fired. He left a job in Oregon after being there 1 year to come to Florida State. So those coaches' livelihood depend on signing the right players and those players being able to be developed, and you can be at the top of the game like Louisiana State University is this year and winning that college football playoff and the national championship. All right, the next thing we're going to talk about the championship game and the semifinal game. I hope all of you had an opportunity to check it out. You had Oklahoma against LSU, and LSU just treated Oklahoma like it didn't exist. Jalen Hurts started out pretty good, but the game got far, far out of hand. So it went like everybody selected to go. The game with Ohio State and Clemson was knuckle to knuckle, tough to tough. In the end, Clemson won. Then on Monday night, LSU allowed Clemson to get up 16 to nothing or something, 16 to 7, something like that, and spotted them another 25 points, and final scores of that 40 something to that 25. So that was an awesome game. LSU has been identified as the greatest team in 1 year performance ever. The quarterback threw over 60 touchdowns, counted for 65 touchdowns. The same player last year only had a total of 16 touchdowns. Sometimes getting the right people, getting your child with the right, get the player with the right coaches, and they can be very successful. So we applaud that group for being successful. That's Louisiana State University. So the takeaway is that let's celebrate now. Because that's what it's all about. People talk about what's going to happen next year. Don't worry, because we're going to talk about 2021, because that's coming up. I want you to keep it in mind. We already began to predict what's going to happen 2021. But we want to talk about the celebration now. LSU having the opportunity to win their national championship. The last national championship they won was 2007. It was 2007, I believe. Les Miles. Because they went to in 2011, and that's when they lost. They beat Alabama 9-6 up in Tuscaloosa, but lost in the championship game for the old BCS 21-0. So we say hurrah, celebration to you. Enjoy yourself. Have an awesome time in the state of Louisiana and Louisiana State University. Also, we want to look at the 2021 college football predictor. We want to see what's going to happen. It's already, the odds have come out already for the college football playoff. The odds is that to win the championship, they have Clemson returning back. Odds are 2-1. That's excellent odds. And the second team that's expected to be there, have the odds of winning, is the University of Alabama. They're 4-1. And the third team is LSU, which is 7-2. So you know those two teams in the same conference, Alabama and Saints, division of the conference, one of them not going to be there. Now, I know that's the way it can, but let's be realistic. One of them can be there, one of them won't be there. So it's looked to be, you know, awesome coming up in 2021, because that's what we're talking about, a championship game played in 2021. So it's a year of access, but a decade of access. Keep that in mind. You're going to have some things you never had before that's going to be presented to you. And you just said, thank you. Tell the Lord, thank you, because he's going to give them to you. You know, speaking this into existence. Also, we're going to look at the high school. We're going to just kind of touch bases on high school. I said I wanted to go and talk about this this rigorous schedule in the HBC. I'm still kind of waiting for my team to kind of join us. I'm not feeling real bad because, you know, I can do it. I can talk through the time. But normally we have a team. Like I said, Coach Smith says she wouldn't be able to join us. Cameron, he steps in every night. And he's just part of it. He's part of our show. We appreciate it. And also Coach Tony Stallworth usually joins us about 8:30 talking some high school basketball, which we are at that point right now. However, I just want you to keep in mind that we're going to focus on the thrill of victory, the anguish of defeat. That's what it's all about. You know, if your high school didn't win a state championship, got a chance to play in the game, I'm going to say hoorah, you made it there because you had a chance to get there. And a lot of things takes a lot of luck sometimes. The balls had to fall in the right place, and the oblique ball is always bounce right. It's not a lot of basketball. Basketball rolls or football or hit on a point and go 20 different ways. And that's one of the things we have to kind of keep in mind when we're playing the game and get a chance to get there. Yes, the other team won. It was a thrill of them winning. But the bottom line is you had an opportunity to get there and be thankful you have enough being there and being a part of it. And I just want you to make sure you keep that in mind when you play it. Now, let's touch bases on some high school sports before I do that. I want to give a shout out to a young man that is running for the Montgomery Public School Board of Education. He's one of my fraternity brothers. I'm so proud to give him a shout out, and that's DeMarcus Weave. He's going to be running for District 4. The elections is on March 3rd, and I support him. The Smith Way Production Enterprise support DeMarcus in his efforts to change. I talked with him. He has some awesome things that he wants to do. We're going to have him on this show. Hopefully I can get him flipped around Monday night coming up on our Talking Real to You. If not, one of my shows, we're going to make sure we have him on here. He's running for that school board District 4 seat. He has some great ideas. So if you're in the area of Montgomery and you're voting in District 4, push the button for DeMarcus. He's going to make a difference. I can tell you, the young man will make a difference. So vote for DeMarcus for school board District 4. Also, we want to kind of move forward with our high school. And this is an exciting time. There are some high school changes, coaches changing. One particularly that one I want to pay close attention to with the Alabama High School Athletic Association. You had Patrick Nix, the father of Bo Nix, Auburn quarterback, freshman quarterback, leading Clemson Valley, which where they won 3 state championships, to become the head coach of Central Phoenix City, where Jamie DeBose was, who left to go to over there in Georgia. And we will say hooray to Patrick for taking on that challenge, puts him closer to his son, because Auburn and Phoenix City is not very far from each other, 15, 20 miles. So he's going to be over there. And we look forward to him to be very successful at Central Phoenix City, keep on the winning ways they're doing. Coach DeBose, who was locally in the River Region, which was at Prattville one time, is leaving to go to Lowndes High School in Georgia, down in Valdosta, Georgia. So he's going to be there playing, coaching down there. So we look forward for him to have some awesome years down there as well. That's Coach Jamie DeBose. Also, the Alabama Sports Writers Association picked their Mr. Football today. And they selected a young man. They had the banquet in Montgomery today. Selected a young man. I'm very proud of him. Also, he's a son of a Phi Beta Sigma man. His dad is his coach. And he was selected as Kristen Story. He was selected as Mr. Football for the state of Alabama for 2019. He won the state championship in 1A at Lynette High School. He also was fortunate enough to, in actuality, had a historical season as a senior. But I want to go back and say he also was a part of 3 basketball state championships as well. While he's now, remember, he's a senior, so that means from whatever grade level he started playing basketball, because he started playing in football, because he started playing in 7th or 8th grade. I can tell you that now. In schools like that, that are small like that, players started in 7th and 8th grade. So he has 3 basketball state championships, 2 state championships. He quarterbacked 2 teams, actually 3 teams. He won it when they was class 2A 2 years ago. They didn't win it last year, and he won it again 1A. So we applaud him for being named the Mr. Alabama, Mr. Football in the state of Alabama. Also his dad, we want to give a shout out to Clint and Clifford. Clifford Story, he's the coach over there at Lynette High School, and that's one of his sons. He has another one coming up as well. Kristen's actually had an awesome year. Like I said, historically he had over 1,000-yard rushing, 1,036-yard rushing, 15 touchdowns, plus 2,035 yards passing with 26 touchdowns. His school, his record this year was 14-0, and they won the 1A state championship. And he's taking his talents on to, taking it right on to, just say, the University of Alabama. He's going there as an athlete. He won't start until May because he wants to complete his senior year by playing basketball, and they win another state championship in basketball. So that's Christian's story. Give him a shout-out for Mr. Football for 2019. We give a shout-out to my frat brother and the coach, Coach Clifford Story, over at Lynette High School. And we just say hoorah, hoorah. That's his thrill of victory. So we'll make sure we give that shout-out to each and every one of them. Also, we want to kind of touch bases on some basketball to kind of see what some of the standings are in basketball. We want to look at the class. Each one of the classes pull out a couple of those champions out of there. In the class 7A of the Alabama High School Athletic Association, basketball. 7A is the largest class, and it based it on students from 9 through 11, determining the class. So we just reclassed recently about less than a month ago, and some teams dropped from 7A to 6A, but the teams are 6A, but they won't change until when they start football season. So the 7A 1, 2, and 3A, 1, 2, and 3 ranked teams. You have Mountain Brook, who won the state championship last year. They're 20—last 3 years. They're 20-1. You have Lee out of Montgomery, 18-0, and they've been reclassed. They'll drop down to 6A next year. Thompson, who won the football state championship, they're 16-6, and they're ranked third. In the 6A, you have Huffman out of Birmingham. They are 18-2. Pinson Valley, where Coach Patrick Nix is coming from, is 16-3. They have a young man called Cam. He's awesome on that team, Cam. He led them last year to a state championship in 6A. And Mae Jemison out of Huntsville, as Mae Jemison. Those other teams out of Jefferson County, Birmingham. But Mae Jemison is out of Huntsville. Matter of fact, Coach Edwards, a lot of the players around there that he play against, and their coach feed into Mae Jemison. They're 17-2. They're ranked number 3. And at number 16, where all of his players, Coach King Edwards' players go, because he has won 5 to 6 city championships up in Huntsville in basketball for girls, and 3 in a row for boys, and 2 in football. So exciting. And he was in the championship game again this year. Lee of Huntsville, their record is 10-3. So they have an awesome season going on. They're ranked number 10. Then you have in the also we want to shout out one other team in the 6A, and that's Eufaula. That's in the central Alabama, closer to Georgia line, over there by between Phoenix City and that area over there. You got Eufaula, which is south of Phoenix City. They are ranked number 10, and they're doing real well at this time. You have in the 5A, you have Fairfield. They have 15-3. Fairfield is out of that Birmingham area, Jefferson County. Woodlawn, they're out of the Birmingham area as well. They're 14-5. Winona, who won a state championship last year. They're 13-6. Then in 4A, out of Mobile, you have Williamson, 14-3. And you have Sumter Central over there in Sumter County. Let me kind of tell you a story. Sumter always played well in basketball. They won several state championships, but 2 years ago, they ran into a little problem. They were ranked number one in the state and lost no games, but they end up being disqualified for the state championship, the state tournament, because they played too many games. You only can play 26 games. And they was in a couple of tournaments. They said it was non-sanctioned, and they end up being declared ineligible. So they couldn't play. So they're back in the fold now. They're 14-3. You have UMS right out of Mobile, 18-3. They won the football state championship this year. You have Montgomery Catholic High School out of Montgomery, Alabama. They're 16-3, and they're ranked number four. And then 3A, you have Plainsville, who was in there for the football state championship. They won the football state championship. They're 17-3. In the 3A, they ranked number one. We have Piedmont. They was in the playoff as well. They're 13-2. They ranked number two. Thomasville, they're 8-1. They're ranked number three. And Pike Row, which is a new school, been playing sports for 2 years. They're ranked number four. They're 14-3. They went to the state in Essen. They went to the regional last year. That same team is expected to go back. These are the boys going to go to the championship game, they said. In the 2A, you have Lafayette. They are 15-0. They are 2A ranked number one. Benson, they're ranked number two. They are 14-2. Tanner, ranked 10-4. They're ranked number three in the 2A. And Calhoun is ranked number 40 with a 10-10 record. I just read off you some numbers for everybody up. They're 10-10. The reason they 10-10, they play up. They are 2A class team, but they play 7A and 6A team. And they have beat several 7A teams and beat several 6A teams. But they also have lost some games as well. They have a young man over there, Davidson, that is benching as one of the top players in the country. And he's just a junior, averaging 41 points or more a game. And he play above everybody. He's a man among boys over there at the Calhoun School. I want to say it because I have a listener on here who's a faithful employee, a teacher, teaching chemistry, biology over there at Calhoun, the Calhoun. That's Kimberly Blackman Sims. She also celebrating her Founders Day today with Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. They are celebrating Father Kim. I wanted to give you a shout out with your school, Calhoun. I used to work in that county. I retired out of that county. My students that I coached in the middle school, I did coach middle school when I retired, and we fed both schools. We only had two schools down on the high school, had two middle schools. Well, all of my kids went to Calhoun, the Calhoun, or went to the Central High School. So we'll give them a shout out. And that young man, Davidson, I even coached against them when he was in the seventh grade. And that was my last year there coaching. We also want to look at the 1A. We have Decatur Heritage, 10-6, Skyline, 17-3, Spring Garden, 14-1, Covenant Christian, 14-1. Keith, 10-6. Then we have Cornerstone, 12-7. Then you have Brantley, that's south of Montgomery. They're 11-1. Georgiana, they same in the same area, 13-5. Then Lynette, 5-7. Don't let that fool you by Lynette, because once those football players get out there and get acclimated, they'll be in the run again. They have good size, but all of their football players play basketball. All their basketball players play football and football. So they win a state championship in football, get their bodies activated, because they played all until about, you know, second week in December. So they are still playing. Now they're going through the holidays. Now they're going to be ready to play. So they're going to be tough to beat. But they still rank number 9 in the 1A. And they have a losing record, 5-7. Because we know that as soon as them ball players get on there, they have 2 more weeks in the state of Alabama to play regular season basketball. They start the area tournament the first week in February. They will be ready to go, and that can run through the rest of this campus. So watch out for Lynette High School in the class 1A. All right, we want to move forward and kind of shut this down because it's been awesome. My team, you know, I understand they have a lot to do with because Coach Edwards, I wanted him to bring us a report from what's going on at North Alabama, whether it's Coach Stallworth to kind of bring some things in. I know sometimes we have challenges, but that's why I'd be ready to go, make it do what it do. But I want to go over a shout out again and give you this advertisement to the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Alpha Rho Zeta Chapter, their 100th Final Womanhood Centennial Gala, March the 21st, which is a Saturday, at the Embassy Suite in Montgomery, Alabama, 300 Tallapoosa Street. Also, the doors open at 6:45. The gala starts at 7. The attire is all white formal. And admission is $50. And if you want to purchase your tickets now, I'm going to post it on Facebook tonight and tomorrow. That is Final Womanhood Book 1920@gmail.com. And also tomorrow, as I said earlier, the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated will be celebrating 100 years, their centennial tomorrow. Their Founders Day gives them an opportunity to celebrate 100 years of Final Womanhood. And if you know a Zeta, say happy Founder Day to them. Because it's 100 years. And just to get to 100 years, and I see another 100 years coming for them, we won't be around to see it. But I know it will happen because it will continue on with the service, doing what they do best to be successful. So we give that shout out to the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. If you're in the Montgomery area, they are celebrating the Alpha Rho Zeta, the River Region Zetas, I'm going to say that. They are celebrating their centennial here in Montgomery at the U Bar and Grill starting at 8:30. They are located on Atlanta Highway out there. Go check them out. It's going to have a ball. Just come out there. Enjoy yourself. They'll be there to the set time, probably 11 o'clock. Go and support those ladies. And also the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma will be there to support you all because you came to our celebration on last Thursday. We was at the Uptown Bar and Grill, and we had an awesome crowd there. And thank you so much for doing that last week, and we look forward to you doing that. Tomorrow we'll do the same thing for you. Also, two things I want to share with you. I have my newest book I wrote, had published, and we're going to be having that book. It's available. The cost is $20. Entitled "Don't Scare, Don't Be Scared to Love." Don't be scared to love. This is my third book, and it tells you some things when you're dealing with situations where you may have fear or insecure. Get your book. All you have to do is go to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Let me know you're interested in the book, and I'll do it on Facebook. Message me on Facebook, and I'll give you the options how you can purchase and pay for the book. You have two payment options, and one of them would be going to paypal.com/DrLorenza. And you could pay the $20 that way, or go to Cash App, $Lorenza, L-O-R-E-N-Z-A-D, Smith. Purchase Don't Be Scared to Love. And it's an awesome reading. It's age-friendly, tell everybody. And it's composed where you can read it, and we will have part two as well as three coming out in the future very soon. We're also going to have a book signing. We set that up in February. We're also going to tie it into a couple of things, being Black History Month. We're going to have a panel discussion dealing with the team, dealing with relationships coming up in February. We want you to be there. Yeah, it'll be a cost for the ticket because we're going to have drinks and we're going to have food, and you can enjoy yourself. But I get it out on Facebook. Support the Smithway Enterprise, LLC. Purchase a book on my behalf. That's one book. You can also purchase my second book that I had an opportunity to publish is Education, What Happened to the Passion? Education, What Happened to the Passion? All the questions you have about education, I share it in this book from my experience. put in 35 years in public education at all levels, from a teacher, coach, assistant principal, a principal, coordinator, assistant supporter, superintendent, and all of that all the way up. I enjoy it. Now I serve in that capacity as an adjunct professor over at Alabama State University. So I'm looking at it on the college level too. So we're going to write some things that are going to be moved forward to extend the passion part. So we're going to have a part three to this as well. So check it out. The cost of this book is $15. The cost of our new book is $20. Get your book. Go to Facebook. Check it out. It's awesome. We had an awesome show tonight, and I appreciate everybody that's joining us. And I want to give you a shout-out because it's time to give you a shout-out. I look on Blog Talk Radio. I see several people joining us, and I thank you, and I see your numbers there. Thank you for joining us. I see one of the co-hosts, which is Dr. Olivia E. Smith, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, my sister. One of my younger sisters, she's on the line. I appreciate her checking us out. Also, another one on the, we'll say the knee bay of my sisters, Jennifer Edwards, she's joining us as well on Blog Talk Radio. We have several other people, numbers I can't recognize. I don't know, but I do know those two numbers on there, so I give them a shout-out. I'm going to go to Facebook. And I want to give everybody here a shout-out. We have quite a few people on here tonight, and I appreciate it. We have Denise Stephanie out of California. We had an opportunity. Denise won one of our the book from Nicole S. Brown. And I sent it to her, and she, I hope it was good reading. Now, it was way I want you to just be a connoisseur on it. Read it. Take your time. Keep an open mind. Be thoughtful. Nicole shared all her thoughts in there. Thank you, Nicole. Nicole is on the line as well. Nicole S. Brown, an author, had 11 books. And she, Why Do We Love? And she had a book that I purchased and I handed out. I have several others, and I'm going to hand out one tonight. I'm going to call your name now, and I'm going to need you to contact me. And I'm not going to say the number. I'm going to do it based on, but when I go down the list, and I'm always looking for the 10th person on it. But tonight, we're going to give away two books. So I'm looking at the 5th person on here, and I'm going to give them a shout-out before I move to everybody's name and let you know that you won the book by Nicole S. Brown. And I do appreciate Nicole having that book available. We'll send it to you. And as I go down to the list and I look down, and I see a name that I want to recognize as the 5th person on the list. And that's Vontanne. Vontanne Wright, she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I got to give her a shout out, but she's on there. She holla, good evening, frat. So I'm going to say good evening to you. And that's Vontanne Wright. I didn't get it right, Vontanne, give me a call. Okay, we'll do it. Email me, text me, let me know to the point. Or go to Facebook and let me know how we can get this book to you. Who do you love? Bye. Nicole S. Brown. Also, these other individuals, we're going to give a shout out to join us. That's Shanice Tam Leonard. Thank you so much. Also, we have Charlie's Angel, Nurse Jennifer Jackson. Thank you so much. Carol Davis. Thank you, Carol, for joining us. Somebody said not fair. That's all right. That's all right. Well, you're going to have an opportunity. There's nothing wrong with that. Also, we have my frat brother, my frat son, I call him. That's Marcus Holmes. He's a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Thank you, Marcus, for joining us. So much for joining us. I appreciate you doing support. I mentioned Sarah Wright, Tasima Jackson. Thank you, Sunshine. That's what they call her. Thank you for joining us. Tamika Nicole, thank you for joining us. She's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. We have Keisha Lee. Thank you, Keisha, for joining us. And I know her. She was down in Lowndes County down there, worked with our juvenile system down there. That's Keisha. Thank you so much. We have Teresa A. Drummer Goldman. Thank you, Teresa, so much. And Lynette McLean Ball. The other day I got a request on Lynette, and I was just like, okay. I thought she was her sister. Her sister, her name is Rhett McCall. down in Greenville. But Lynette was one of my students down at McKenzie High School. And I appreciate Lynette making a connection with me. And her daughter, Tamara McLean, has a hit out right now. You can check it out. Just go to Tamara McLean, and you can check her hit out called Shake It. Is it Shake It? I think it's Shake It. And you can check it out. I listened to it the other day. It's awesome. And I had a chance to see her at the Blues Club up there, the daughter, as she was performing. So, Lynette, thank you for joining us tonight so much. As another one of my students from McKenzie School down in Butler County. We have Yvette Smith, which is my biological sister, the baby girl. Thank you so much. She's out of Georgia. She's joining us. We have Cynthia Rogers. Cynthia, I do appreciate you sending some encouraging, motivating words every morning through Facebook. I appreciate you doing that. And for you joining us and watching us tonight, thank you so much. Cynthia is from Montgomery, and from looking at her background, went to George Washington Carver High School. She's a Wolverine. And thank you so much, Cynthia. Nicole Sharon Brown, I just mentioned her book. We hand her book out. We make sure we have one more to get out now. We're going to get that next individual. Now, somebody said it was unfair. Not fair of a life like that. Sometimes it's not fair. We have, and Nicole is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. She's over there in Mississippi, and we want to make sure we give her a shout out. I'm sorry. She's over in Louisiana, back in Louisiana. I'm sorry, Nicole. You're back in Louisiana. You told me that. I appreciate it. We also have Karan White. She's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. She works with the Alabama State University. Karan said she was going to check the show out. I appreciate you, Karan, taking time to check the show out. And your finals day was on Monday, which is J13. And I saw from your pictures on Facebook, it looked like you all had an awesome time with all of those individuals, ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Also, we have Latasha Stevens. And Latasha, I met her a little while ago, her son Chase Alexander. And we had a chance to talk with her. Chase is working on making his decision where he's going to go for college. He played at Central Phoenix City, did an outstanding job, made all defensive player, and that was good for him this year. That's awesome. Still willing to work with you. Latasha, and Latasha is a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, J13. Thank you so much, Latasha, for joining us. Also, as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to say Nicole told me Blue Fire, and I thank you. You know. Kimberly Blackman Sim. I mentioned Kimberly earlier. She worked with me down in Lowndes County, and she's also a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, and they're celebrating theirs tonight, which is Founders Day. They're over at the Blues Club over in Montgomery at the casino, Wind Creek. They bring it down. And my daughter, my baby girl here that's a student at Alabama State University, about to wrap that thing up in the spring, baby girl. And this is my heartbeat right here. Our sister, both of them, my heartbeat. Well, it's my son. That's Lacey Smith. And she told me on the other show, she took a break just to make sure she listened to Dad. And I appreciate her doing that. She works hard at the Best Buy and also a full-time student at Alabama State University. And so proud of you, Lacey. Keep on grinding. As your daddy always tell you, have a plan. Good friend. Young man I watched grow up. I can remember the days he made laugh about that I was a little older, a lot older fella, but we used to play in the gym at Bellingham, that rec ball, play basketball, and he used to come. His mama used to bring him out there and make him play with us. He was a little boy, but he got there and played basketball with us. That's Steve Rogers played with us, and he grew up playing with older guys and went on and did some awesome things. He's also the assistant coach at Alabama State University, and he's a member of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. And I give a shout out, Steve. Thank you so much for supporting both of his sons. Also played at Alabama State University. The baby boy Austin is finishing up right now, still playing over there. And we keep on, Steve. Keep on grinding. Keep on doing what you need to do to make them Hornets successful. Takesha Allen, thank you so much. And I do appreciate you joining us. And we have Eric J. Owens, another one of my players from McKenzie School. And he's also a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. That makes me so proud that he's a member, as well as Robert Schusler, who's another one of my players. Eric, another one of my players. And there's several other young brothers that's coming along. I posted last week the people I had a chance to encounter and coach, and now they're a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. And I really, really appreciate them taking time to be a part of this. Artavius Williams, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. He was one of my players at Cloverdale Junior High School, there where Jeffro Wilson, I mentioned earlier, was my principal for the latter years. Then his brother Antonio, who's deceased right now, he's a member of Phi Beta Sigma as well. So I'm so glad to have those individuals, and I encounter them and hopefully have a lasting effect on them. Lisa Marie Smith-Sherrod, she's also listed. She's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, and one of my favorite, Zeta. I always tell her that, and she look at me and smile. None other than Tamika R. McGill. She had a birthday recently. Happy birthday, Tamika. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, celebrating 100 years on tomorrow, their Founders Day. And we are there to support you as a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. I'll be there. And also a good friend, one of my favorite person as well. She's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. That's Tracy Heard Kindred. Tracy, thank you so much. Happy Founders Day to you. Happy 112 years of service to our cultural as well as our humanity. We have Samantha Smith. Thank you, Samantha, for joining us. And I'm just giving a shout-out to her, Samantha, because she's on here a lot of times, most times. I appreciate you. And my god niece here joining us. I appreciate her joining us, Tiffany Davis. She's joining us. I ain't talked to you in a while. Tip, you need to give me a call. I appreciate you so much. And another one of my ball players from middle school at Cloverdale. Young man just fast as lightning. This young man could run. And as you put the ball in his hand, he made a move. And on track, he was awesome. And that 100 and 200, none other than Wallace Russell, who went on just a Lemire and then went up to Miles College. And now he's on the law enforcement of the Birmingham Police Department. And he's a member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. Wallace, thank you so much for joining us. And I want to make sure I give that last book out to those individuals that's joining us. And I have to go down. I got to count them off. And I know some people say, well, you ain't get me. Well, sometimes it be like that. Sometimes I'm going to do the 10th caller to make sure I get you in here. And I'm counting down. You can't count it while I'm counting, but I'm going to make sure I give a shout out to you. You can give me the information, so I'll make sure I get the book to you. And that book will go to Takesha Allen. Takesha, make contact with me. That's Who Do You Love by Nicole S. Brown. And that's a copy of her latest book. And I want you to take that book and just read it and share it with other people. On behalf of the Smith Way production and the Smith Way Enterprise LLC. I need to get the information so I can get it mailed to you and deliver it to you. Also, Tamika McGill, you won a book earlier when we was giving away, and I hadn't heard from you, but since you're on the line, we have your book available for you as well. That's Tamika R. McGill. It's not a new person. I only gave away two tonight, but she had an opportunity to receive a book. I never got the information, but I'll make sure if you're there tomorrow night, I'll put it in your hand or get it to you as well. So we're going to make Takesha Allen. I need to get you to email the information where you want it delivered as a mail to. And my email is lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com. Lorenza D. Smith 1515@gmail.com. Or you can go to Facebook and you can type in a comment, a message to me, to let me know where you want it sent to. So it's been awesome tonight. Same thing out of you, Tamika. If I don't see you tomorrow night, your book, I'm going to carry it in the car with me so I make sure I get it to you and to your dad, this centennial celebration at the U Bar. I will put it in your car, put it in your hand. It's been awesome tonight, but we're about to wrap this up tonight. The thrill of victory, the anguish of defeat. It was an awesome show, and I appreciate all of you all joining me. And, you know, I got a note from Tiffany talking about, really, talking about I didn't give her a book. Now, that might be your Christmas gift, Tiffany. So, you know, I hadn't heard from you in a while. But we also had one more listener join us. My sister said, really. Yvette Smith said, really. Jarnette Lloyd, she's joining us. Thank you, Jarnette Lloyd. And if I'm looking, I'm trying to see if she's associated with an organization. I can't hardly tell down there. And if I didn't give a shout out to your organization again. On J5, you had the men of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. They were in the month of January, were celebrating their Founders Day. Then on J9, you had the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity celebrating 106 years. Then you had the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta celebrating their Founders Day on J13. Tonight, which is J15, you have the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated celebrating their Founders Day 112 years, J15. Tomorrow, you have the organization that will be celebrating their centennial, the ladies of final womanhood of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated will be celebrating 100 years tomorrow in Washington, D.C., and then they'll come back and have their boule in Washington in June, last week in June, somewhere around the 24th, and all the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma will be there to support the Zetas like they did for us in 2014. And I'll say to each and every one of you all, happy Founders Day. That in the month of January that you celebrated your Founders Day. Thank you so much. One more person that joined us, and that's Watson B. Deb. I'm assuming that's Deborah Watson. If it's not Deb, that's what I see it as a handle. And she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And I want to make sure I give you that shout out. And I did the same for I didn't forget you, Sarah, right? If I did, you know, I'm going to make sure I correct that. Vantone Wright, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, she put on that Z fight. Go ahead on Blue Fight. Give a shout out. Now, let's make it do what it do. We're about to close this thing out. It's been an awesome show. My hashtag, and I want you to keep in mind, I want everybody to know, my hashtag is keep on grinding. Don't give up. Keep on doing it. I said, make it do what it needs to do. Just don't give up. One more person joining, Deborah Yvonne Holmes, family, friend. Thank you, fam, for joining. I call her fam, but they call me friend. Thank you so much for joining us as well. The next hashtag is communicate for understanding. You have to be able to do that. And I always tell everybody, last but not least, I want you to keep in mind that we always have challenges in our life, but we have to take time and do as Coach Jeffro Wilson always told me, have a purpose, serve your purpose, and you always be purpose-driven. And that's what he always used to tell me. We're going to miss him. He's a revered educator in Montgomery. And so glad that he played a part in my life to help me become the individual I am. And I do appreciate him taking time and working with me and say, I want to prepare you to be the best you can be. So, you know, I want to touch the sky. Kanye West, we don't own the rights to the song, but we want to play it as we close out the show. And what we always say, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome night, and we'll check you out on Friday at 2:30, Balling with the Doc, which is the show I host, talking more sports.